Hey, this is Dustin, and you're listening to Secret Grasp, a paranormal podcast about the strangest and most mysterious aspects of our world. So today, I wanted to talk about mermaids. Mermaids are one of a handful of mythical creatures from ancient times that are still talked about today, and there's even movies and books that are still made about them. But is there any truth to all these stories about mermaids, or have people just been kind of imagining this over time? Because what's interesting is that almost every seafaring civilization throughout all of human history has had legends about mermaids, but despite that, there's never really been any substantial evidence that any such creatures actually exist. So in this episode, I'm going to tell you what mermaids are, what the U.S. government's official statement on mermaid is, and yes, they actually have one, and also some logical explanations for what people are actually seeing when they think they see mermaids, and lots more. So let's get into it. So what are mermaids? Mermaids are undersea creatures that have the upper body of a human and the lower body of a fish. Most often we think of mermaids as female, but supposedly there's male counterparts called mermen as well. And together, mermaids and mermen are sometimes referred to as a collective as merpeople or merfolk, and it's assumed that they live together and interbreed and whatnot to keep the mermaid population going. So cultures from all over the world have their own legends and folklore about mermaids and mermen. If there's basically any people of a particular area that sailed, then they usually have some kind of encounters with mermaids or a mermaid-like creature. So in Greek mythology, we've got Triton, who's the son of Poseidon, and he was supposedly depicted as a merman. And during medieval times, mermaids were often blamed for sunken ships or causing severe weather. In Chinese, Korean, and Japanese culture, the ideas of mermaids go back as far as the 4th century, although sometimes mermaids were depicted a bit differently, just as a fish with a human female head or something like that. There's also been a bunch of mermaid hoaxes throughout history. Various people have presented specimens as examples of real mermaids, but without exception, they've all turned out to be hoaxes. Probably the most famous of these is P.T. Barnum's Fiji mermaid. Most commonly, fake mermaids are made by people by sewing like half a monkey onto half of a large fish and putting them together. Sometimes, though, dried out manta rays are also presented as mermaids because they can kind of have like a human shape to them, I guess. So what does the U.S. government say about mermaids? What is their official position on all of this? So believe it or not, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Organization, it's called NOAA, has actually made an official statement on whether mermaids are real or not. And according to the NOAA, quote, no evidence of aquatic humanoids has ever been found, quote unquote. That's what you would expect them to say, right? While they don't explicitly say it, it's probably safe to assume that they don't believe mermaids exist. However, the NOAA does raise the question of why mermaid stories are so popular among nearly all seafaring peoples, but for now, doesn't look like they have an official answer. However, like many other supernatural creatures like Bigfoot or aliens, you may or may not take the word of the government at face value when it comes to mermaids. So let's talk about some of the more logical explanations for what mermaids might be. So various famous captains and sailors throughout history have claimed to have seen mermaids. Even Christopher Columbus mentioned seeing them. According to the records of the American Museum of National History, Columbus remarked that mermaids he encountered were, quote, not as pretty as they are depicted, for somehow in the face they look like men. So I guess mermaids weren't hot enough for Columbus. Nowadays, though, scientists believe that the early explorers were actually seeing perfectly normal and natural marine creatures, for example, dolphins, dugongs, or manatees. After several weeks at sea, it's not unreasonable to think that the sailors could have seen the vague silhouette of a manatee or a similar creature below the water and imagined that it was actually a beautiful woman. And there's also a dark side to mermaid, which is sirens. So the sirens of Greek mythology are often depicted as mermaids. Early on, they were seen as half-human and half-bird most of the time, but somewhere along the line, the story changed and they became half-human, half-fish. So regular mermaids are typically portrayed as being neutral or positive to people, but sirens have a more nefarious intent. Sirens are believed to sing songs that lure sailors towards rocky coastal reefs and cause them to crash and sink their ships. Their singing is said to be practically irresistible to any man that hears it, and it's believed that some sailors even wore earplugs or they played their own music so loud that they couldn't hear the sirens to avoid falling prey to their songs. Sometimes sirens are portrayed as beautiful women, while other times they're actually hideous creatures that don't match the beautiful song, and they're just looking to lure humans to the shore so they can eat them. There's also a tie-in with mermaids and the lost city of Atlantis. So when you hear about the lost city of Atlantis, some people get the idea that it's actually a city that's always been underwater, and it's actually occupied by mermaids, but historically the city of Atlantis has nothing to do with mermaids. Instead, it's believed that the city was actually in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and has since sunk into the ocean and disappeared off the maps forever. But I guess both could be true. Maybe the lost city of Atlantis was lived on by terrestrial people and then it sunk into the ocean, and maybe the mermaids discovered it and took over. Who knows? And then in popular culture, mermaids and mermen can be found all throughout the culture in both ancient and modern times. Most obvious example of this is the 1989 Disney cartoon, The Little Mermaid, but mermaids have also appeared in Harry Potter novels, various fantasy and science fiction literature, comic books, video games, television shows, and more. I've got a couple common questions and answers about mermaids that you might be wondering about that I haven't talked about so far. So, of course, first thing on your mind, how do mermaids have babies? So, since mermaids are half human and half fish, it's kind of hard to say. They could be mammals like dolphins or whales. In that case, they would give birth to live babies. But if they're more like fish, then they would lay eggs. Of course, this is entirely hypothetical. I wonder what you guys think. Where do you weigh in? Do you think mermaids give birth to tiny mermaid babies that have to swim from the second they're born? Or do they lay eggs and then the eggs hatch into tiny little mermaids? Or do they like start off as fish and then turn into mermaids? I don't know. Let me know. If you're watching on YouTube or something, comment or send me an email. Let me know what you think. How are mermaid babies born? So next question, you might be wondering, since they're like half human and half fish, can mermaids drown? So there's marine mammals like whales that need to return to the surface to breathe air. Basically any mammal that lives in the ocean, I think, has to breathe air. Some whales can stay underwater for as long as 90 minutes between breaths, while dolphins can hold their breath for only a few minutes. So if mermaids are mammals, then they would also need to return to the surface frequently to breathe. If for some reason they couldn't surface, they would drown. However, if they're more like fish and they can breathe underwater using their gills, then they wouldn't be able to drown. But you would think that if they could breathe underwater, then in the accounts you would see like gills on the sides of their head. Even if they had like a human form, you'd see gills, but I don't think we normally see that. So I'm guessing they're marine animals that need to return to the surface to breathe. If you're wondering how they breathe, you might also wonder what mermaids eat. So for what we commonly think of mermaids, there's abundant aquatic animals like fish and crabs that would be the most logical choice. So basically they would eat sushi all day, every day, as fresh as possible. However, it's possible that mermaids could be vegetarian or only eat aquatic plants and algae. For more evil depictions of mermaids, such as the sirens, they may also particularly enjoy eating the human flesh of sailors. How long do mermaids live? So according to the Danish fairy tale that the Little Mermaid movie was inspired by, I think it's also called The Little Mermaid. Disney has this history of like taking ancient folktales and just ripping them off into movies, apparently. But in that original fairy tale, mermaids have a lifespan of approximately 300 years. So that's about all I've got about mermaids today. Are mermaids real? Honestly, I think it's very unlikely, but it's still a fascinating story that has filled the ideas of people all over the world for as long as we've been sailing boats. You got to kind of wonder, like, what is it in people's minds that whenever they go to sea for like long periods of time, they start seeing people in the water and stuff like that. But even if there isn't real half fish, half human creatures out there, it definitely still makes for interesting books and movie. But also, only about 5% of the oceans have been explored. So that leaves 95% of the ocean completely unexplored. And apparently we know less about the deep ocean than we do about the moon, so who knows what's really out there waiting for us. Maybe there are mermaids just waiting to be discovered, but I would rank that pretty low, far lower than the chance that Bigfoot's actually real, but maybe you think differently. Anyways, that's all I got to say about mermaids for today. If you like the show, go ahead and subscribe so you'll get new episodes as soon as they come out. It's totally free. Like the podcast, share it on social media or wherever you want. Get some more people listening to it, and I will see you guys in the next one.